Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the 11th Annual January Graduate Recognition Ceremony. I am Ashley DeMond, the Senior Class Commencement Chair and a member of the Senior Class Council. The academic procession is about to begin. Please take your places in your seats and clear the aisles. Also, please take a moment to make sure that the ringers on your cellular phones are turned off. Thank you. In the case of an emergency, please evacuate to the nearest exit. We would like to ask that you remain in your seats during the ceremony. A video is being produced of the entire event and can be viewed at Cornell Cast next week. There will be opportunities to take photos with your students after the ceremony. Thank you. At this time, it is my pleasure to introduce the readers from each college who will be announcing the degree candidates' names today. From the Graduate School, Associate Dean Sarah Wicker. From the School of Industrial and Labor Relations, Associate Dean Robert Smith. From the College of Architecture, Art and Planning, Associate Dean Barry Perlis. From the School of Hotel Administration, Associate Dean Stephen Carvell. From the College of Human Ecology, Associate Dean Carol Bizzoni. From the College of Engineering, Associate Dean Leslie Trotter. From the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, Associate Dean Donald Vines. And from the College of Arts and Sciences, Associate Dean Patricia Waslio.
Thank you. Good morning, families, friends, colleagues, and students. We've gathered here today to honor our students who are completing their academic achievements at Cornell University. At this time, it's my pleasure to introduce to you the president of Cornell University, David J. Scorton.
Thank you, Professor Walcott, and good morning, everyone. On behalf of Cornell University and the deans, faculty, and staff of its schools and colleges, I am pleased to welcome you to this morning's ceremony. Of all the things we do at Cornell, nothing is as optimistic an endeavor as preparing the next generation to make your marks on our world. Everyone, please join me for the first recognition of these magnificent graduates. Of course, I want to welcome the family and guests of the January graduates. Degree candidates, please join me in a round of applause for these family and friends that made this possible. There they are. Let's also take a moment to thank the faculty and staff, especially those here today, for their dedication to the path that you've walked. To our faculty and staff. Candidates for the January degrees, you are a multifaceted group, and your career interests geographically, ethnically, and in every other way. Our roughly 980 January graduates represent all seven of Cornell's undergraduate colleges, as well as the graduate school, and for the first time, our new campus, Cornell Tech in New York City. (laughs) 442 of the January graduates are undergraduates, and the rest being graduate or professional degree students. A substantial fraction, especially at the graduate level, are international students, and there are five staff members at last count who are earning graduate or professional degrees in January through the employee degree program as they continue their work at Cornell. I'd like to recognize these folks. Also graduating, as I mentioned, are five members of what we're calling the Beta class at Cornell Tech. They are earning a Master of Engineering in Computer Science, the first graduates of this new campus. And I understand that one of them is with us today, Eric Graham. Eric, can you be recognized? Congratulations, Eric. I have no doubts that each of the graduates, whether you're continuing on for another degree or entering the workforce, will make contributions, of course, through your professional endeavors, but also through your civic involvement and your personal commitment to lift the world's burdens. For many of us, there is no better role model for lifting the world's burdens than Nelson Mandela, who passed away earlier this month at the age of 95. Mandela left the world a much better place than he found it. His legacy is one of committed leadership in the most difficult of circumstances, unwavering and courageous opposition to injustice, and determination to forge progress and reconciliation out of the harsh conflicts of the past. Last Saturday, a group of Cornell students organized a memorial service in Annabel Taylor Chapel to celebrate Mandela's life and sacrifices. While few of us will match Mandela's achievements, each of us can emulate his commitment to equality, freedom, and human dignity in our own lives. Now, you're starting your journey beyond Cornell with a tremendous benefit of an Ivy League education. You've had the opportunity to learn and discover and create and contribute in the company of wonderfully talented and hardworking peers and under the mentorship of professors who not only are committed teachers and effective teachers, but also leaders in their fields of discovery and creativity. The education you've experienced at Cornell, of course, will bring you great personal and professional benefits for the rest of your lives by whatever standard you choose to measure your success. Yet, like Nelson Mandela, all of us need to be concerned about inequalities in the U.S. and around the world. Cornell is the eighth most economically diverse national university in this country based on the number of undergraduates receiving federal Pell Grants. Every day, members of our community demonstrate that it is still possible to rise above difficult circumstances through talent and motivation and hard work. The diversity of our campus across many dimensions is important to our entire community. It mirrors the society in which we live and work and makes our community a vibrant microcosm of the larger world. There is no doubt, though, that the gap between rich and poor has widened in the United States and elsewhere. As President Obama noted in his speech at the Center for American Progress earlier this month, a child born in the top 20% of income distribution has a 2 out of 3 chance of staying there, while a child born in the bottom 20% has less than a 1 in 20 chance of making it to the top. Growing inequality and lack of upward mobility, he added, has jeopardized middle-class America's basic bargain that if you work hard, you have a chance to get ahead. And as those of you who minored in inequality studies or did graduate work in the field here at Cornell, you will know especially well that income disparities have an impact on all aspects of our communities, from where people live to the quality of the schools their children attend, to their ability to access health care, to whether they form stable families. Moreover, despite economic progress in many nations, some 1.2 billion of our neighbors around the world still live in extreme poverty, which the World Bank defines as living on less than $1.25 a day. Which brings me back to those of you who are graduating in January from one of the best universities in the world. You can be justly proud of your accomplishments, but please remember that none of us achieves success alone. Many of you were able to complete your education, as I was, not only because of personal sacrifices, but also because of financial aid received through the generosity of alumni and others, including the national governments, the state of New York, and the university's own resources. Those earning graduate degrees likely received research funding from the federal government, the state, or industry, or foundations, or philanthropy. And if you were lucky enough to be involved in outreach and extension projects, you may have received support directly or indirectly from the state of New York, local governments, community organizations, and other sources. The support you have received from so many others along the way to your Cornell degrees makes you part of a virtuous circle with a responsibility, as you are able, to help others as you yourselves have been helped. In this season of gratitude and giving, which is a part of so many of our cultural traditions, I hope that many of you, no matter what your major and path to this day, will contemplate ways in which you can give back. USA Today, in a tribute to Nelson Mandela and his extraordinary life, offered some of his memorable quotes, and three of them to me seemed especially relevant to us this morning. Everyone can rise above their circumstances and achieve success if they are dedicated to and passionate about what they do. A good head and a good heart are always a formidable combination. And education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world. January graduates of Cornell University, you have earned our congratulations and good wishes. You also hold our hopes for a better future for yourselves and your loved ones, and for a more egalitarian global society, where we will learn to see each other as neighbors, and then friends, and then family, so that each can realize a personal dream for a better world. Congratulations, stay in touch, and know that we are counting on you. And now it is my pleasure to turn the podium over to Senior Class President Robert Callahan. Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you, President Skorton. Good morning, my fellow members of the Class of 2014. Congratulations on not only graduating from Cornell, but doing it a semester quicker than the rest of us. When I sat down to write this speech, I looked to my predecessors for inspiration. Their speeches contained sage wisdom, witty quotes, and platitudes about how great we all are as Cornell students. The nauseous feeling I got in my stomach made me realize I couldn't, in good faith, give you guys any advice since I'm still going to be a student come January. Instead, I would like to tell you a story about one of my friends. Let's call her Kate. Kate and I, along with the rest of our friend group, met on the first day of O-Week and lived together in Dixon, which, for you undergraduates, you know is the best dorm on freshman. For the rest of the year, we were nigh inseparable. We did our homework in each other's rooms, we hit open parties together, and we got brunch at RPCC and told each other tales of our bravado and excess. As sophomore and junior year came and went, our group began to drift apart. While most of us had joined Greek houses, Kate hadn't joined a house at all. Those of us in houses would bump into each other time to time, but Kate slowly slipped off our social radar. When I would see her, we would exchange a friendly hello, take 5 minutes to catch up, and then she would slowly fade back into obscurity as that girl I was friends with freshman year. Then, this fall, I got an email from Kate asking her for help on a positive psych assignment. For those of you who, like me, haven't had the pleasure of taking positive psych, the assignment asked me to tell Kate three times that she had mattered and done something to contribute positively to my life. With no hesitation, I immediately emailed her back and saying that I would help her, and then followed up with three times she had done something that mattered. Now, I'm sure you're sitting there asking yourself, why is this guy talking about how he helped his friend with his homework? Can't he just shut up so we can graduate already? Yes, I can. But please bear with me for a sec. I told you this story because each of us is Kate, and each of us has a Kate in our lives. As you begin your life outside of this little paradise on a hill, don't forget that your friends stay your friends after graduation. Whether you are 5 minutes, 5 hours, or 5 days away, just remember that all it takes is cell phone service, an internet connection, or just a couple stamps for you to get back in touch. And so congratulations to you, Kate, you know who you are, and the rest of the January graduates of the class of 2014. Best of luck in your future endeavors, and I look forward to hearing all about them. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. We will now recognize the January degree candidates individually. I will call each dean forward and ask the candidates to rise one row at a time and approach the platform. At this time, the reader for the first college will approach the microphone near the stairs. Will the Vice Provost and Dean of the Graduate School, Barbara Knuth, please step forward, and the PhD candidates from the Graduate School approach the platform. The PhD candidates will each be officially hooded by Dean Knuth, which signifies their success in completing a doctoral degree graduate program.
Young Jung Jung, Mechanical Engineering. Frank Ko, Mechanical Engineering. Funcho Thinley, Natural Resources. James Shanks, Physics. Ha Long Shuang, Material Science and Engineering. Byung-Ki Jung, Materials Science and Engineering. Mark Nisbet, Food Science and Technology. Laura Strawn, Food Science and Technology. Elizabeth Morris, Entomology. Hui Hui Wong, Biomedical Engineering. Louise McGarry, Geological Sciences. Nicola Heslow, Plant Breeding. Owen Brady, Biochemistry, Molecular and Cell Biology. Layla Tulabi, Biochemistry, Molecular and Cell Biology. Anthony Kingston, Biochemistry, Molecular and Cell Biology. Andrew Modzelewski, Genetics and Development. Swapna Mohan, Molecular and Integrative Physiology. Sunish Mohanan, Comparative Biomedical Sciences. Amanda Cass, Ecology and Evolutionary Biology. Jungmi Park, Sociology. Jonathan Amazon, Biophysics. Zachary Abrahams, Philosophy.
Will the master's candidates from the graduate school please approach the platform?
Josue Lopez. Lin Nyang. Won Kyum Kim. Kimberly Yeh. Siyoung Hun. Christine Blake Bakewell. Bosch Lee. Corey Anson. Stacy Chan. Mallory Ryan. Stephanie Supa. Nora Wright. Christopher Simony. Jun Young Huang. Ingrid Tu. Scott Schlachter. Marit Imsdahl. Heidi Rausch. Liana Mara. Imtiaz Karim. Mahina Wong. Alexander Wong. Adam Shi. Robert Weber. Sebastian Polanco. Jonathan Moore. Ashley Benson. Katrina Meringer. Crystal Liu. Jonathan Lelanos. Kevin Lowe. Rakesh Richarla Chinchu. Brandon Bass. Michael Osterlitz. Matthew Fisher Post. Sodanine Tsieng. Yermak Katranov. Alexandra Hensons. Manit Bansal. Shifala Shetty. Prashma Patil. Anisha Dattatreya Kulkarni. Suman Malapura Somasundar. Vinayaka Dattatreya. Jyoti Pandey. Christopher Kwee. Saikiran Mulaguri. Harriet Gandhi. Maria Vissis. Lee Mahoney. Ilana Liskovich. Jesse Zhang. Tiffany Kuo. Evan Earle. Sheen Tihan Wong. Edgar Munoz. Mark Haynes. Matthew Chen. Chinazo Obiejesi. Kuo En Hung. Urain Chan. Hao Bing Shi. Si Drew. Hao Lu. Chen Shi Lu. Saktipang Ajavakam. Li Tian. Han Ting Lu. Zhen Yang Sun. Zhao Long Chen. Su Ha Fan. Patrick Behrens. Zhang Tian Lin. Catherine Kim. Aaron Gensler. Maxime Maximovich. Elizabeth Kang. Jeannie Chung. Anne Tran. Mia Myung Kang. Elizabeth Sala. Young Jin Yi. Danny Solomon. Rachel Kaplan. Jason Friedman. Xiao Xiao Li. Thin Lin. Dajana Chappelle. Juan Carlos Artolozaga. Falita Lee. Ing Shu. Allison Nash. Bradley Kinsey. Tianxu Zhang. Shichi Zhao. Tong Wing. Dachi Lu. Karen Duffy. Edward Zoka. Calvin Winder. Joseph Elich. Hannah Lin. Elaine Higashi. Michael Ross. Tian Wan Gu. Li Yu. Amy Ho. Navid Nadiri Alizadi. Eric Graham. Sean Malloy. Benjamin Jaeger. Yun Han Huan. Chen Zhang. Edward Liu. Rongda Zhang. Shen Yao He. Shi Liu. John Yu. Feifei Fang. Zhenyan Shane. Qinglin Chan. Jiaqian Qiu. Al Jean-Francois. Candice Forte. Hai Jun Park. Qiang Chang. Yishin Shi.
Thank you, Vice Provost and Dean Newth. Will the Dean of the School of Industrial and Labor Relations, Harry Katz, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Su Min Bei. Pooja Patel. Zachary Pierce. Eric Zhao. Michael Chant. Samuel Klarich.
Thank you, Dean Katz. Will the Dean of the College of Architecture, Art, and Planning, Kent Kleinman, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Joshua Tani. Sean Wen. Nancy Sprain. Elliot Sperling. Jun Ki Park. Emily Greenberg. Sierra Kane.
Thank you, Dean Kleinman. Will the Associate Dean of the School of Hotel Administration, Michael Sturman, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Julia Donahue. Jian Zhang. Nicole Andres. James Levine. Rebecca Mackey. Sue Cho. Catherine Yu. Amanda Colfer. Samuel Chazen. Emily Eisenhut. Sarah Leishman. Brendan Miller. Alicia Cardenas. Liu Young. Liu Young King. Jiang Qian Wen. Rhyme Yun Liu. Daniel Wan Chang. Lisa Optikon. Emily Walker. Carolyn Ralph. Denise Ugaldez Flores. Levi Austin. Mackenzie Muller. Sam Sheldon. Jeremy Tobin.
Thank you, Associate Dean Sturman. Will the Dean of the College of Human Ecology, Alan Mathaios, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Raul Venezuela. Aaron Murphy. Anna Krivolopova. Stephen Hamm. Rohan Singh. Nisha Drummond. Gregory Weiler. Ashley Jones. Jachan Lee. Nicole Niehoff. Chelsea Berman. Jordana Gilman. Kelsey Graber. Misty McLaurin. Miranda Fang. Julie Gold. Nayab Mahmood. Erwin He. Youngsil Jang. Jungyoon Na. Lane Wendell. Aishini Figagrajan. Elizabeth Dupree.
Thank you, Dean Mathias. Will the Dean of the College of Engineering, Lance Collins, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Sean Kumar. Ray Suzuki. Alex Krolik. Rebecca Yang. Kerry Gandhi. Joshua Nugarat. Kunrawi Tengmit Pacha. Elizabeth Smith. Christian Dunn. Allison Ricardo. Crystal Enge. Ryan Kwok. Kupak Ra. Dongwook Lee. Eric Gold. Mingzi Sun. Kai Wan. Nikiforos Delatolas. Laura Heduchuk. John Choi. Michael Tisch. Valerie Roski. Ricky Panzer. Jennifer Shi. Yonan Su. Amanda Stefanik. Vincent Nguyen. Ansha Yu. Diaz Nurgazi.
Thank you, Dean Collins. Will the Dean of the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, Catherine Bohr, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Caitlin Wally. Emily Knight. Megan Wildman. Skylar Sylvester. Alyssa Coles. Nathan Chertak. Danielle Dreyer. Shabir Ferdows. Timothy O'Sullivan. Alexandra Scott. Benjamin Itzkowitz. Megan O'Leary. Lee Fleischer. Eric Chang. Elizabeth Kluber. Kelsey Peel. Yeju Jun. Thomas Riccardi. Mark Porter. Jovi Paley. Rachel Gilbert. Kathleen Yum. Melissa Morales. Shoshana Mitchell. Joanna Bailey. Emily Jones. Rudy Van Tongeren. Mark Zook. Hee Jin Lee. Chloe Stabnik. Stephanie Koh. Walker Diebold. Molly Olivia Nolan. Margaret Uwe. Dana Mittag. Christopher Sohn. Eric Frias. Matthew Burns. Max Wexler. Logan Harper. Giles Joshi Powell. Ross Berger. Adam Rose. Akemi Sayo. Amy Barkowskis. Abigail Harrison. Xing Tse. Jeremy March. Alexander Fiore. Diego Mena. Catherine Gleed. Joanna Lee. Stephanie Addison. Joanne Holt. Jed Fantastico. Craig Wright. Peter Galbo. Richard Horgan. Vinay Ramprasad. Zachary Smith. Catherine Nessheim. Mariah Sloan. Daniel Pinga. Trevor Burns. Jonathan Gasiak. Selena Shee. Charles Schwartz. Carl Samansic. David Gong. James Spaniard. Jeffrey Gottlieb. Randy Brooks. Yejin Jang. Janine Chong. Christy Conway. Ankith Kasi Sagi. Timothy Nessel. Jonathan Begley. Eng Beng Nguyen. Matthew Gura. Trinity Kanduru. Catherine Sullivan Trainer. Alireza Adraki. Hong Chong Bui Nguyen. Ashley Eisenhower. Elizabeth Chaturvedi. Kia Albertson Rogers. Sean Smith. Rebecca Walsh. Harry Podolsky.
Thank you, Dean Bohr. Will the Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences, Gretchen Ritter, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Nora Norvell. Isabel Huxenfeld Janssen. Christina Woods. Kevin Burra. Victor Yanis. Jennifer Lieberman. Sung Hee Son. Ji-Yoon Kim. Allison Warhit. Daniela Shmulevich. Pratima Satish. Lucille Arnold. William Marshall. Sang-Yun Han. Antonio Bermudez. John Weinrich. Demar Moulton. Eleni Constantopoulos. Andrea Sanchez. Chelsea De La Grana. Nepon Jatu Sipitak. Akash Tiwari. Arthur Sams. Noemi Fernandez. Sydney Campbell. James Rockus. Douglas Hendler. Andre Fonts. Anna Kuchera. Matthew Scroce. Angela Dew. Andrew Wright. Bradford Harold Ames I. Sarin Choi. Sophie Lin. Ji Young Hong. Dong Ho Shin. Peter Park. Un Jung Na. Ji Young Sa. Vin Lei. Jialin Jia. Margot Jacobson. Sarah Lee. Wanpaga Julie Chudatape.
Stephanos Tsoukas. Nicole Cooprider. Laura Carver. Yoon-Jung Chung. Darian Mather. Xavier Rusk.
Dean Ritter, congratulations to all of you on your achievements. Will the assembly please stand for the singing of the alma mater? This concludes our recognition ceremony. Please remain standing while the platform party, faculty, administrators, trustees, and candidates recess to the reception area. Everybody is welcome to enjoy the reception. Thank you for attending, and safe travels home. We'll be right back.